take on your travel trends. John, good morning. How are you today?
Hey, Bruce. Thanks for having me on.
All right, let's talk about the RV share. For people who are not familiar with that, we explain to the process for that.
Sure. So the way RV share works is we basically take groups or families who are looking to go on an RV trip and connect them with people who have an RV and want to turn it into a second source of income. So it works pretty similarly to a Vrbo or an Airbnb.
So you look for a location, find a pickup. So would you find something close by that you would go to travel with, or would you go traveling somewhere to get to an RV and use it from that point, or can it be all of that?
Yeah, it's a good question. It can be all of that, and that's one of the things I would recommend when you're using the site to kind of begin with a plan around what type of RV you want to have. Do you want to drive the RV? Do you want to tow the RV? You know, if you have a truck that you can tow it with, or, you know, do you want to have the RV delivered and you just show up and kind of walk right in and begin your stay? That's kind of one consideration. The geography consideration is obviously an important one, which is if you're going to start out from somewhere near your house, I would recommend looking for an RV that's near where you live. But if you're planning to, you know, kind of drive somewhere and then pick up an RV to continue on a trip or to just stay near something like with a delivery, then, you know, I would book it closer to where you want to go. You know, pre-pandemic, we had a use case where people would fly into Las Vegas, for example, rent an RV, and then drive it to the Grand Canyon. That use case is obviously much smaller given, given the pandemic. We also would see people fly into areas around music festivals and then rent an RV and take them to a music festival or a tailgate or something like that. All of those are kind of postponed at the moment, but our business is kind of more than made up for those use cases with people just having a bit more flexibility over their time with remote schooling and remote work really kind of ramping up. So people have been taking much longer trips and staying a bit closer to home than they usually do, but, you know, really emphasizing state parks and national parks that are near them.
John, what kind of other areas have you noticed have maybe increased in popularity since the pandemic has begun? Obviously, you mentioned things like, you know, music festivals and trips out to Las Vegas. You know, like you said, reduced due to the pandemic. But what other kinds of trips have people been taking more?
The biggest one that has popped up is state parks, which, you know, state parks used to be kind of something that people went to, but they were lower down on the list. Now we're seeing state parks pop up in our top 100 destinations all the time. And we think that's because, you know, people are doing less of the fly to and then drive and just picking up an RV near where they live, emphasizing the time in a controlled space with their group or family, as opposed to, you know, more making a memory of what you're doing together as opposed to where you go. We expect that to shift a little bit in 2021 and see people kind of taking back to longer trips. So we expect Yellowstone, Grand Canyon, Zion, Smoky Mountains, you know, a lot of these destination national parks to have a really strong bounce back year. So that's kind of where we see it going so far.
Talking today with John Gray, CEO of RV Share. When people are looking for the RV, is it best, how do they know what fits what they want? And, you know, it's almost like you're thinking, how comfortable will I be in this one? How much controls, you know, is it old school? Is it all high tech? How do you kind of sort through those type of requirements or, you know, what you want and needs, that sort of thing?
Sure. It's a great question because 80% of the people who used RV Share in 2020 were new to the platform. So they were, you know, renting an RV for the first time. And these are questions we get all the time. I would say the first thing to consider is to think about the trip type that you want to do, which will kind of then lend you to the drive or tow and the or deliver for that matter. And then it will also lead you to things like budget and number of people it sleeps. You know, in terms of it being old school or new, overwhelming majority of the inventory on RV Share is very new. So it would be more on the higher tech side than the vintage side. But, you know, that's most of what you would see. The other thing that's great if you're new to RVing your RV share and you come to pick up the RV, you do a walkthrough with the owner where they walk you through how to use it. And also they take you on a test drive, which in many cases people are a little uncomfortable to start with driving an RV because it's bigger than their usual car. So, you know, getting to do that test drive with the owner and kind of understanding how to use it is very helpful for folks and gets people quite comfortable in driving the RV.
Learning how to drive with your mirrors and not realizing there's no window that you're looking behind you. There's a whole strange sense that you just sort of have to get used to when you're driving vehicles like that.
Exactly. It's not necessarily difficult. It's just different.
Right. And of course, I guess you have to kind of know, where's the bed? How does this closet open? Where does this lie? You know, where's the switch? Some of that stuff you kind of look in, you're thinking, they put so much in a small space and yet make it efficient, but you have to sort of understand how all the different things work, right?
Absolutely. A lot of the questions we get are around tanks for, you know, for water and those types of things. And, you know, emptying tanks, filling tanks, all of those things. It's funny because I think people think of them as being very difficult, but they're pretty similar in process to putting gas in a car. It's not that difficult of a process to actually complete. It's just, you know, again, when it's new and different, it takes a minute for you to know how to do it. But, you know, one of the things that's great about RVing, it might be a little different to kind of start with, but once you do it, we have incredibly high satisfaction. And people who go on RV trips love them and want to come back year after year. So that's, you know, it is a great way to travel. It's a wonderful way to connect with your family or a group that you're traveling with. It, you know, puts you out kind of under the stars in places that hotels just can't really get to. And that's one of the things that makes it a really great way to travel.
Do they have not different roads, but different... Are there different areas for RVs? In other words, you figure, okay, that's the RV area, or this is where I go, or I might not be permitted here. I can't go through a drive-through to pick up food, you know, that type of a thing. Are those sort of things you kind of have to keep in mind too?
Yeah, those are things that are typically covered in a walkthrough with the owner. And, you know, in national parks, for example, it's generally very well marked. It's usually driven by length. So if your RV is too long, you can't go down certain roads. And those are things to be aware of. Also, obviously, low bridges and low trees and things like that. You know, you just have to be sensitive to the size of the vehicle. But again, those are corner cases, and usually they're pretty straightforward to operate. And there are very clear areas for RV parking and things like that, which are nice and make it a bit more convenient. And then in terms of where to put them, you know, there are campgrounds. There's private campgrounds. You know, there are campgrounds that can be booked peer to peer, kind of like the RV can, which are called hip camps. There's all sorts of ways to park the RVs. The other one that I don't think many people know about is that, you know, in most parks, national parks specifically, you can park your RV without hooking it up and what's called boondocking, and just park away from everybody, you know, under the stars and by yourself and really kind of feel away from everything and off the grid, which is a nice way to do it.
And I guess you also find a kinship with other RVers on occasion. I mean, as much as you sometimes talk about being isolated or going off, trying to be sort of separated, that's kind of what we were doing in 2020 and 2021, you can still, there's sort of a nod or an understanding or maybe even helpfulness that you can get from other RVers.
That is absolutely true. You know, it's oftentimes that RVing is talked about as a community or a lifestyle, and it really is. It's different that, you know, when you go stay at the hotel, you're not typically staying next to a hotel enthusiast who's going to tell you all about what it's like to stay in the hotel and how they've had some of the best memories of their lives there. And, you know, it's just a very different experience. And again, one that most people really like. That has been, you know, kind of cut short in the pandemic, and most people are seeking to, you know, have control over their space. In our survey, actually, two-thirds of people said that, you know, control over my space is why, you know, I want to go RVing. And so I think the community and lifestyle aspect has been downplayed a bit, but I think that will come roaring back, because I think that one of the things that we're all missing is that.
know we're kind of short on time, but just briefly, the people who have an RV in their driveway and thinking, I'm kind of done with that, or I don't have time for this, but yet I'd still like to maybe, you know, get it on part of this so I can get some extra money in. What's that process like?
Yeah. So, you know, we know your market well. We're based in Akron, and, you know, we know for sure that RVs in your area book quite well. You know, maybe not as much in the winter, but certainly over the spring, summer, and fall. And, you know, what I would say is, if you have an RV and it's a fairly late model RV and you want to rent it out, come check out the site. We have calculators for how much money you can make from renting it out and all those types of things. But I'd give you a couple of stats on this, which is that more than half of people who rent through RV Share are able to cover all of their ownership cost of the RV by renting it out through the platform. So it can basically make it to where your RV pays for itself and you get to use it for free. And what we find is that the average RV is used for about 3 weeks a year. So the rest of the weeks are, you know, great to turn it into a second source of income. And at RV Share, we never require you to make it available for specific weeks. So if you're going to use it yourself for, you know, a month or a week or something like that, you just block it off on your calendar and it won't be booked. Not a problem.
Sounds good. RV Share. RVShare.com is the place to go to find out more all about getting your RVs either yourself or on the road as well, and get a chance to get out and enjoy some of the outdoors and outdoors alone. Be alone together, I guess, is what you could possibly do with your family or as a couple. John, we appreciate your time this morning and reminding people about RV Share. Thank you for your time.
Thanks for having me on.
Thanks. There you have John Gray joining us, CEO of RV Share.